maniacally.
And he tells his people that they're pirates. The rest of Apple was the Navy, and they literally fly the pirate flag.
He could rip into people, be tough to work for, but he was so charismatic, and people at Apple would put up with this incredibly demanding culture because they knew that working for him was, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Steve was perfectly content to continue to work 100-hour weeks to get this done, but his team could not. There was a lot of friction. There was a lot of tension. And there was, inside Apple, a feeling that Steve was not ready to manage a division or to be a high-ranking official inside the company.
When the Mac is released in early 1984, sales are underwhelming. Steve Jobs hits the wall hard.
And the Macintosh is a flop, and his stock within Apple is diminished because he's focused on creating this new machine that has failed.
Eventually, things get better for the Mac, but they get a whole lot worse between Jobs and Scully. By early 1985, the two aren't even talking.
I got them together to try to resolve the issue. At that meeting, Steve got very emotional, actually started crying. And when I started to look at Scully's sort of steel eyes, that he saw weakness in Steve that he probably would use against him. And I believe he went to the board and said, this guy's unstable, and we need to take action here.
Sooner or later, titans are going to clash. Something's got to give. And what gave was Steve Jobs. Out the window he went.